Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Carlos Santana bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for very much for hanging out with me. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Today, this is the day, the actual day of the anniversary, the first day I broadcast, 1997. And not too long after that, about 5 years later, 14 years ago, we were able to ask Steve Forbes to join us on the show, and he's been a regular ever since, and we really appreciate all the time he's given us. He's the author of Reviving America, also, as you know, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, and a great American and our good friend. Steve, thanks again for being here.
Good to be with you, and congratulations again on the anniversary.
Thank you.
That shows real strength, durability in an age like this.
Well, your company's been around a while. How long now? Over 100 years?
99, going on 100. Yes.
Well, we'll have to make a big celebration next year for that one.
Need a big cake for that one.
There you go. We'll have to do that. So, Steve, I wanted you, as you went to the break in the earlier segment talking about the election, you mentioned some of the reforms that you anticipate, and of course, Mr. Trump needs to just read your book, right? Reviving America. If he just read your book, he could. In fact, I'm sure the campaign. Folks, if you look at Steve's book, Reviving America, a lot of Mr. Trump's campaign bullet points are right out of Steve's book. Talk to us about what you think he's going to do.
I think he's going to repeal a number of Obama's executive orders. He's already ordered lists of what he can do by signature on day one. He wants to curb the EPA. He wants the National Labor Relations Board to act like they have to obey the law again. And stop issuing these illegal decrees, which
right.
hurt small businesses.
And the entire franchise industry.
Yes, stop trying to let the trial lawyers destroy that whole industry, the big pocket theory. And he also is very serious about tax reform and repealing Obamacare and trying to get a more patient-oriented health care system.
We've got to become healthcare customers, not just healthcare consumers, not just patients, right?
Exactly. And you start to get consumerism, and you'll start to see markets work in healthcare. You know, just let me give you a little story. The other day I was in New Hampshire, and an entrepreneur told me he had had some heart thing. So we went to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist, among other things, said you should have what they call a nuclear stress test, something, have blood flows or whatever. Anyway, the guy in all innocence, Jim, asked him how much it cost. The doc had no clue. He said, just insurance will take care of it. This guy went out, got the codes, and got the prices from 25 different hospitals and clinics. And the prices range from $1,400 to almost
$7,000. Wow.
Same test.
Wow.
And then he goes back to the cardiologist, says, I'll do the test for $1,400. The doc says, $1,400? He said, I had no idea it cost that much. he gets up from his desk, does some calculations, says, you know, with your condition, there's only a 2% chance this test will tell us anything useful. We'll just cancel it.
I'll be darned.
Isn't that wild?
Unbelievable. That's how we've got to fix this. I think I've told my audience this. When I had my first colonoscopy, I called the hospital. I said, how much? They said, what do you need to know? I said, because I'm going to be paying for it. They said, how much is your deductible of your health care insurance? And I said, that's none of your business. when the first number they gave me was $6,600, and I wound up paying less than $2,000.
There you go. So we get transparency. We get consumerism.
Right.
And
people will love that, won't they? When they get that, kind of control, they'll love that.
Yep.
What about regulations? This is a big deal to me, Steve. I'm promoting, and you know, Stephen Moore is one of his advisors. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. And on this show, many times before, I've advocated with Steve, and he agrees with me. We have to sunset regulations. Every regulation on the book should have a 5-year life, and if it's not valid and relevant at the end of 5 years, it goes away.
Exactly. And
every regulation.
And one of the things they're going to start with is that any new regulation that's going to cost the economy more than $100 million has to be explicitly approved by Congress.
Right.
Not vetoed by Congress, but has to be approved. So they have to take responsibility for what the government does. Be a good step in the right direction.
What do you think with that kind of reform? What do you think the economy is going to do?
I think it's going to start to grow. As you know, business investment has been disastrous.
Right. Main Street and Wall Street.
You bet. Credit markets aren't working, so Trump wants to tell the banks, you know, you're in the banking business. Don't require businesses, if they want a loan, to put up their grandchildren as ransom.
Right. Crazy. No, that's exactly right. What are the chances that we're going to get close to anything that looks like flat tax, your baby?
I think they're serious about simplifying the tax code, not going as far as I would like, but I'll keep pushing them. But I think they realize that they've got to throw political correctness and caution to the winds and realize they've got to get this economy moving. And the more they reduce the tax burden, reduce tax rates, the more they make it simpler, the faster this economy will come back. And as you know, right, success, economic success, gives you a lot of political capital.
Sales, one of my mentors a long time ago, decades ago, Steve, one of my mentors said sales cures all ills.
Yes.
It's the truth. Hey, hold on to that thought, folks. Forbes.com. Don't forget to check out all the things that Steve's organization offers. It's a great organization. Steve Forbes and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask him about the 2017 economy, I mean.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.